Title: Digital Edit. Resample a city ambience from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for modern punch and vintage soul. Welcome. In this intermediate automation lesson, you'll build a layered city ambience inside Ableton Live 12, print it to audio, and use device and track slash clip automation to shape modern punch and a warm vintage soul. The workflow covers source design with stock Live devices, clean resampling, and targeted automation passes to control punch, transients, stereo motion, and analog-like character, all ready to sit under a drum and bass loop. Lesson overview: we'll create three source layers, traffic slash found sound, mechanical metallic hits, and air slash hiss slash people, using only Ableton stock devices. You'll balance and bus them, print a resampled stereo file, then perform multiple automation passes on that resample. EQ and low shelf moves for punch, transient shaping with drum bus or compression, subtle bit reduction and saturation for vintage character, plus stereo width and wow slash flutter motion with utility, grain delay and attune duplicates. Finally, you'll integrate the ambience with sidechain and arrangement automation, so it breathes with your drums and bass. What you will build: a layered city ambience comprised of cars, distant crowd, mechanical hits, and filtered hum and hiss. A printed stereo audio resample of that ambience. Automation-driven processing that delivers tight low-mid energy and transient clarity, plus tape-like warmth and gentle lo-fi charm. A short workflow you can drop under a drum and bass loop and tweak with automation to sit with the drums and bass. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Session setup. 5 to 10 minutes. Start a new live set and set your BPM to your DNB tempo. 174 BPM is a good example. Create a group track and name it City Sources. Inside that group, make three tracks. 1. Traffic slash found, an audio track for single-shot city recordings like car passes, buses, or door slams. 2. Mechanical slash metallic, a MIDI track using Wavedable or Operator to create low metallic thuds and distant mechanical tones. 3. Air slash hiss slash people, a simpler synth track with filtered noise and a sparse low-level crowd sample. If you have legal samples, use only stock devices, simpler, Wavedable, operator, sampler if available, EQ8, saturator, redux, grain delay, echo, auto filter, compressor, glue compressor, drum bus, utility, reverb, and echo. B. Sound design. 15 to 25 minutes traffic slash found track, import a car pass recording and warp it to project tempo if needed. Use clip transpose to pitch a few semitones down for added weight. Insert EQ8, high pass around 40 Hz to clean the sub, and a gentle dip between 300 and 500 Hz to reduce boxiness. Add grain delay very subtly, delay 0 to 15 ms, small spray, pitch 0, feedback 0, to introduce micro movement, leave dry slash wet for later automation. Mechanical slash metallic track, program short MIDI hits in operator, combining sine and FM elements for distant engine thumps. Shape short decay with an enveloper or clip envelope. Add saturator with soft clip on and drive around 2 to 4 dB. Plan to automate drive on key hits to accentuate transient punch. Air slash hiss slash people track. Load filtered white noise or a low-level crowd loop into simpler. Use auto filter with low resonance and a low pass around 6 kHz to tame sibilance. Create space with echo on a return track, set to a long, slightly modulated delay. C. Group fader and pre-resample balancing. 5 minutes balance the city sources group so the ambience sits around -6 to -12 dB RMS. Insert a glue compressor on the group with gentle settings. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 ms, release 0.2 ss, aiming for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction to glue the layers. Add a utility at the end of the group for stereo width automation later. D. Resampling. 2 to 3 minutes method 1. Record only the group. Create a new audio track named Ambience Resample. Set audio from to the City Sources group. Arm the track for recording, and set monitor to inner auto. Solo the group or mute everything else and press arrangement record. Record between 8 and 32 bars. Method 2. Resample the entire master. Create master resample. Set audio from to resampling. Solo City Sources and record. This prints master style processing if that's what you want. Tip. Use loop record or punch-ins to comp multiple passes. Name your takes and save them in a prints folder. E. Core automation edits on the resampled audio. 30 to 40 minutes. Load your resampled clip into Ambience Resample. Open the track's automation lanes and follow these passes. 1. Cut for punch. Automate EQ8 and utility. Insert EQ8. Automate a low shelf bump or narrow band around 80 to 150 Hz Add 1.5 to 3 dB during drum hits or sections that need warmth. Use short automation rises of 10 to 30 ms to avoid pumping. Automate a dynamic high-cut. Sweep a low pass from about 14 kHz down to 8-10 kHz during dense sections, and open it back in drops to restore air. 2. Transient and punch shaping. Automate drum bus, compressor, or dry/wet insert drum bus after EQ8. Use small drive and nudge the transient control to accent attacks. Automate drum bus transient or drive ahead of main hits for modern punch, then relax it after. Alternatively, set a compressor to sidechain from your kick and automate the compressor's dry/wet or threshold to vary how much the ambient stocks. 3. Vintage soul character. Automate saturator, redux, echo. Add saturator after drum bus and keep drive low for background warmth, raising it briefly on key hits. Add redux and automate bitrate or downsample amount in very small increments. Better yet, automate redux dry/wet for subtle effect. Use echo on ascend or inline and automate feedback and dry/wet at phrase ends for tape-like repeats. For stereo movement and wow/flutter, automate utility, grain delay, and pitch insert utility and automate width from tighter around 70-80% in verses to wider 120-140% in breakdowns. Use grain delay parameters like pitch and spray and automate them slowly in 8-16 bar cycles for vintage instability. For a tape double effect, duplicate the resample. Detune the duplicate by plus or minus 3 to 7 cents using clip transpose, and automate crossfades to bring it in and out. 5. Spatial automation. Automate sends to reverb. Create a return with a warm, long reverb. Automate the resample's send amount. Keep a low baseline of 10 to 20%. And create send spikes for washes at phrase ends. If your reverb allows, automate decay for dramatic tails. 6. Final level automation and master integration. Automate the ambience resample track volume so it ducks under the snare or bass and lifts in pre-drop fills. If you printed a master resample, map macros, for example macro 1 to saturation and macro 2 to width, and automate those to morph textures across the arrangement. F. Clip envelopes for micro edits. Optional and powerful. Use clip pitch envelopes to draw micro pitch bends of minus 5 to plus 5 cents over 8-16 bar phrases for motion. Use clip volume envelopes for gentle rhythmic gating, creating percussive breathing sync to the beat. G. Bussing to drums. Integration. Add a sidechain compressor on the ambience track key to your kick bus. Automate the amount or threshold, so the ambience ducks roughly 3 to 6 dB on the kick hits. This preserves punch while letting the ambience sit with the drums and bass. Common mistakes to avoid: don't resample the whole master by accident when you only want the ambience. Set audio phone to the City Sources group unless you intentionally want master processing printed. Avoid automating too many tiny parameters at once. Prioritize a few meaningful lanes like cutoff, saturation, width, and send level. Don't boost low mids without cleaning sub rumble. High pass at 30 to 40 Hz to keep the mix clean. Keep redux and bit reduction subtle. Automate dry/wet rather than depth for smoother transitions. Check mono stability regularly. Wide detuning and phasey automation can cancel important elements. Pro tips: automate macros on an audio effect rack instead of dozens of lanes. Map saturation and width to macros and automate those for simpler recall. Use short automation ramps for transient emphasis, 10 to 40 ms, and longer ramps for emotional width or reverb moves, 0.5 to 4 seconds. Print multiple passes: a clean dry resample, a glued bus resample, and a master style resample. Label them DRYAMB, bus AM, master AM. Sync echo and grain delay to your tempo for rhythmic texture that locks to your DNB groove. For vintage warmth, low pass slightly and add small harmonic distortion with saturator using an analog clip curve. Keep a dry version of the resample so you can reprocess later. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Build a 16-bar City Sources group with at least 3 layers: a car pass, a wavy-double low hum, and simpler noise crowd. 2. Balance and glue compress the group for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. 3. Resample the group to a new audio track and record 16 bars. 4. On the resampled clip, apply automation, EQ8 low shelf plus 2 dB at 100 Hz on bars 9-12, saturator dry/wet from 0 to 40% on bars 13-16, utility width from 80 to 130% across bars 1-16, reverb send spikes on bars 8 and 16. 5. Drop a simple drum loop under it and set a sidechain compressor key to the kick so the ambience ducks about 3 to 6 dB. 6. Export the 16-bar resample and compare. Does the automation make it feel more modern and more vintage when needed? Recap: you've learned how to design layered city sources in Live, balance and bus them, resample the group cleanly, and apply targeted automation to create modern punch and vintage soul. The key moves are surgical EQ and low-shelf automation for focused low energy, transient shaping with drum bus or compression, tasteful saturation and subtle bit reduction for warmth, and stereo motion with utility, grain delay and attune duplicates. Use macros, save multiple prints, and prioritize a few expressive automation lanes rather than a sea of tiny changes. Final coach notes: short checklist before you start. Think in three layers: source design, what you commit to the print, and what you leave flexible for post-print automation. Record at least three passes: dry, bus processed, and master processed. Name and color code them. Add small fades to avoid clicks. Record extra tail space for reverb, and consolidate the clip after resampling. Check your resample in mono often to avoid phase issues. Save your rack with mapped macros and store your session template for quick recall. Keep the intent musical. Use automation to give the resample space when the kick and bass need it, to lift it for pre-drops, and to add nostalgic warmth in breakdowns. A few well-chosen automation moves will make the city ambience feel alive and perfectly suited to drum and bass. That's it. Now open Live and start building your city.